You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, Phil Williams here live in the Right Side studios. Man, we got local, we got state, we got national covering down on all the issues. And like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Well, welcome to Thursday, which has got nothing else written special about it except that it's Friday Eve. There's that. And Boomer's on the board. Hey, buddy, how you doing?
I'm good. I'm just living in a new world with an old soul.
Oh, yeah.
I'm all about that song right now. You I'm not going to lie.
I mean, I think most of America is
that
right
is
now.
That is right.
I think it's bipartisan, too. I think it's across the board.
I think it is.
Yeah. If you haven't heard that song, by the way, what's the name of it again? Richmond.
Richmond, north of Richmond.
Yeah. And you can find it streaming. That's where you find it right
now. You find
now.
It anywhere right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, right. Just Google Richmond, north of Richmond. It's going to come up in one form or fashion. But, yeah, that's an amazing song.
Incredible. Oliver Anthony is his name.
Yeah.
Just a good just old boy.
Just a dude.
That's right.
Just a dude playing a guitar and just gone viral like nobody's business.
Man.
All right. Hey, we got a great show laid on for you. 3 o'clock today, U.S. Senator Tommy Tuberville will be on the air with us. We'll get Coach on here and talk to him about the latest issues. I want to get his thoughts on Space Command. And by the way, Space Command, how about the fact that U.S. News and World Report just named yesterday Huntsville the number one best place to live for families in the United States? But it's not good enough for Space Command because, you know, readiness and all that. But, wow, we'll talk about it. U.S. Senator Tommy Tuberville, he'll be on with us at 3 o'clock, and then I got a triple dipper full of stuff, so hit it.
The triple dipper. Three stories you've got to know.
That's right, the triple dipper. Three stories, three themes you got to know as we run today's show. Right out the gate, we're going to talk about this situation we got in Georgia. The whole dipper is called All Trumped Up. The whole thing is trumped up. This is the most ridiculous set of circumstances I've ever seen, and they've turned it into actual kabuki theater. I mean, it is like, wow, could we have any more kabuki dancing around legal issues? And it's just nuts. The whole thing, I'm going to call it All Trumped Up. We'll cover that in the first segment. Stay tuned for that. Number two, the library wars. Did you ever think for a second that public libraries would be the site of culture wars? I didn't. Maybe y'all saw it. I didn't see that coming. Libraries. I mean, what the heck, man? How did libraries become so contentious? Well, they are. We saw it most recently in Madison. But yeah, number two on the Triple Dipper, we'll talk about it in great detail, library wars. And then number three, I just got to thinking about this. And I thought about the various aspects of culture that are at odds right now. And I got to thinking, you know what? We just want our country back. And that's what I'm calling the Third Dipper. We just want our country back. If you think that things are not going the way they're supposed to go culturally, legally, politically, in some way economically, diplomatically, militarily, if all those things, if you look at it and think this is not what America's supposed to look like, you have a right to feel that way. And we're going to talk about it. We want our country back. That's number three on the Triple Dipper. I will go ahead and just point out, too, that Thursday is when we normally do Boomer and McQueen, but we're not doing it today. McQueen
has to be a mom.
I don't understand.
I mean, come on. Really, McQueen?
I do not understand this at all. No, I wasn't going to say at all, but there
that's
it
all right.
is.
I'm throwing it out
it's
there.
It's a heck of a thing when your daycare closes down. What do you do?
I know.
Daggone. All right, so we'll do that tomorrow, though. That's the plan. Right now, Boomer McQueen scheduled for tomorrow. In the meantime, we got a full slate, so let's get moving here. My opening comments, my monologue, The Right Side Way, as always, sponsored by Southern Immediate Care. Southern Immediate Care, a chain of clinics all across North Alabama that are open 7 days a week. They do amazingly good work. That's who I use personally. And so, yeah, Southern Immediate Care is the sponsor of The Right Side Way monologue, and we're glad to have them on the team. So here's my thoughts. As we watch the corporate world continue to capitulate to woke madness, I have to wonder, are there still brands out there that will get their people's backs? I mean, there was a time in America when working for a company meant as much about loyalty and team as it did just the work itself. Is it still that way? I hope so. I hope there's still companies out there that inspire their employees by reciprocating a care and concern for them as people and not just as cogs in a wheel. Companies that will come to their employees' aid when they need it. Companies like EDS, Electronic Data Systems, that was owned by Texas billionaire H. Ross Perot. So today I want to take a minute and give you an amazing bit of history that too many people are unaware of. You see, this week is the two-year anniversary. It just passed Monday. The two-week anniversary of the Biden administration abandoning 1,000 people in Afghanistan, literally taking off and leaving them behind. Well, let me tell y'all about the time that one company, a civilian corporation owned by Ross Perot, decided to hire a legendary retired soldier to launch a rescue mission for just two employees who were trapped in the Middle East. Colonel Arthur Bull Simons was a legend in U.S. Army Special Operations. There's actually a bronze statue of Bull Simons in front of the Special Warfare Museum at Fort Bragg. I mean, with a nickname like Bull, you can imagine what he looked like. He was the real deal, y'all. He served with the 6th Ranger Battalion in World War II. He earned a Silver Star on the famous Cabana Tuan raid that rescued 500 American POWs. He went on to become a Green Beret in Vietnam. He served with MACV SOG, and he led the famous Sante raid in an effort to rescue POWs held by North Vietnam. He earned the Distinguished Service Cross on that mission. He retired in 1971, but 45 years ago this year, in 1978, he got a call from Ross Perot, and he went to work to save just a few more folks, this time as a civilian. See, 1978 was an amazing year. The Iranian Revolution saw the country of Iran just turned upside down as the fundamentalist Ayatollah Khomeini was swept into power by a populist uprising. Madness was the order of the day in Iran. And Ross Perot, he had several employees in Tehran who had been there under contract to the former Iranian government, and they were taken into custody, being held in an Iranian prison with a ransom set at $13 million. But this was Ross Perot, and those were his people, and no expense would be spared to get out the just those few. The Biden administration ought to take notes on what it means to be loyal to your people. So in late 1978, Perot told his corporate lawyers, start figuring out how to pay that ransom, but at the same time, he contacted Bull Simons and he got him to put together a mission. Now, this was no small thing. Iran was on fire. Americans were the sworn enemy of Iran, the great evil Western Empire, and two of Perot's people, Bill Gaylord and Paul Ciparoni, were actually being held in an Iranian prison. Well, Bull Simons took the job, and he got 7 volunteers who were just EDS employees. They were just other employees in the company. 7 volunteers, and they began training at Ross Perot's house outside of Dallas to actually assault the prison. Can you imagine? I mean, what kind of company, what kind of boss inspires such loyalty that employees will volunteer to go into harm's way on the far side of the world to get their coworkers home? And the boss not only pays for it, he has them train at his own home. But I'll go one further for you. The team inserted into Iran and began making their way to Tehran, and Ross Perot went with them. He thought it was important that his folks knew that he was willing to be on the ground with them the whole way. Amazing. But there's an old axiom that no plan survives first contact with the enemy, and this one was no different. Gaylord and Ciparoni, they were transferred to another prison, a maximum security prison that Bull Simons knew was out of reach. Simons got word to the two Americans where they were holed up, but the plans had to be revised. And that's when the streets of Tehran really erupted. Masses of people, thousands, shouting and chanting and rioting, throngs in the street, mob rule. By February of 79, the situation had gotten so dicey, and that's when a young Iranian employee of EDS came up with a plan. He wanted to incite a riot at the prison, which he did, and the riot resulted in all the cells getting opened up, including the cells holding Gaylord and Ciparoni. And they disguised themselves in the crowd. They made their way to the safe house where Bull Simons and the others were waiting. But now the trick became how to get everybody out of the country. So Simons divided the group. Some who were deemed not as suspicious were able to secure passage on a flight out of Tehran Airport. But the other 6, they had to make their way to the Turkish border over 450 miles away. And for the next 2 days, those 6 Americans and their one Iranian friend came repeatedly close to capture as they made their way across the Iranian landscape. It was an epic trek. It was legendary, really. Eventually, they made their way into Turkey, illegally, I might add, where an EDS employee also met them there with a chartered plane. And by February 18th, all of Ross Perot's people were out. 2.5 months, countless dangers, an untold amount of expense, because Ross Perot was determined that he would not leave two of his men behind. The story of Perot and Bull Simons and the rescue mission of 78-79 was written into a best-selling book called Wings On Wings of Eagles by Ken Follett. A miniseries watched by an estimated 25 million people and starring Burt Lancaster was on national TV for a few years later. Countless other novels and movies have been inspired by it, and it was all true. Now, juxtapose that true story, a true story with what happened 2 years ago this week. In one story, no expense or effort was spared and great risk was incurred to rescue just two men by a loyal boss who felt that they were worth the risk. In the other story, the current president of the United States, the leader of the free world, chose to abandon 1,000 American citizens and allies in the pullout of Afghanistan. In one case, you have loyalty and respect and strong leadership. In the other, you have indifference and recklessness and feckless leadership. It's a stark contrast. I would like to believe that there's still Ross Perot characters out there. And I'd like to believe there's still dangerous good men like Bull Simons and people like the seven EDS employees who volunteered to go into harm's way for their coworkers simply because their boss asked them to. I'd like to believe that Americans see the Afghanistan version of how to handle such a crisis and recognize that it is not at all what we want to be known for. There is no honor in abandonment. There is no proud moment in leaving people behind. The model for how we should be seen in the eyes of the world is absolutely not that of the current administration. The role models are Perot and Simons and the employees of EDS 45 years ago this year. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. Well, yeah, I'm going to tell you, it's amazing, too. All he did in his career, Bull Simons, 3 months later after that mission, died of a heart attack. Ross Perot founded a scholarship in his name to fund for the children of the Iranian hostage rescue attempt. And in 2010, the Arthur D. Bull Simons Center for Interagency Cooperation was opened at the Command and General Staff College for the military. And a statue, a 12-foot-tall bronze statue of Bull Simons in Vietnam, is standing right in front of the Special Warfare Museum at Fort Bragg, North Carolina. And Colonel Simons was inducted into the Ranger Hall of Fame. Those are men, and that's loyalty, and that's the way America should be seen. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We will be right back. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. We were sitting here talking about kids, and I got lost on time. Boomer looks at me and goes, oh, 3, 2, 1. I was like, oh, grab the microphone. Here we go. Yesterday was my little dude's birthday, 4 years old, grandson, and we had big time. He had an Army soldier birthday. He wanted Army soldier cupcakes. He didn't want a cake, Boomer. He wanted cupcakes, and he wanted Army soldiers on them. And we had camouflage icing with Army soldiers on them. And we shot fireworks. We had a big time.
That's a big time birthday.
That's right. Pizza. Ooh. And cupcakes and fireworks.
But didn't the lovely Charlene make something for him yesterday morning? You showed me a picture, and it was awesome.
She did. Sweetie made him, what do I call this thing? I don't know. It's it was a giant caterpillar made out of donuts.
And it was amazing.
I showed you the picture.
Yes.
It was unreal. Yeah, it was cool. She's a good sweetie. Anyway, big doings. And, of course, we were talking about your little guys in school a week into it. Whoop, whoop.
Getting into the whole week of school already.
How is it possible that we are a week into school and we're just barely halfway through August?
I know. I don't know. That's what we were just chatting about in the break.
This is just what? Okay. I swear, so I was, and I know we said on the show before, but I'm going to go ahead and say it again. What happened to summer? I mean,
fly.
When I was a kid, it was a 3-month event. Woo, 3 months. Moms and dads are like, oh God, 3 months. But yeah, it was 3 months, and we would, you know, get done at Memorial Day and go back after Labor Day. Just saying.
I'm just cutting it down.
Somebody's out there hosing things for kids. But anyway, hey, text lines are open, 833-687-4448. That's 833-68-RIGHT. Got a couple of them dropped in already. Allie from Athens heard the monologue. She said, Ross Perot went with them. That's what I mean, last night when I was studying up to make sure I had my facts, it says that Ross Perot went in country with them because he felt like it was important for them to know that he was alongside them in the entire event. Now, he didn't actually plan on assaulting the prison, but he was staying at the safe house with them and helping, you know, guide and direct. But yeah, that's what I understand. She says, that's what I'm talking about. Thanks for telling the story, Colonel. You are so welcome, my friend. TL from Huntsville says, that monologue requires standing at attention. Another great message. Thank you. TL, appreciate you, man. John from Huntsville is lamenting right now. He is lamenting.
Yes.
He says, what? No Boomer McQueen today? Somebody is not getting extra credit points.
McQueen!
He said, also, this Monday is Senior Citizens Day, so just in case I don't get another chance, I just wanted to say to Boomer, happy Senior Citizens Day.
Ouch.
Nice. All right, listen, we got plenty more on tap for you. Coming up here in a few minutes, we'll kick off Dipper number one with All Trumped Up and the mess we have in Georgia. The absolute mess we have in Georgia. Like, good Lord, could it get any deeper? But I look at this thing, and there is no way in the world somebody can possibly say to me with a straight face that politics is not involved in this. I mean, so much so that one of the stories I've got, and I'll go ahead and just prelude it this way, this district attorney over there, Fannie Willis has decided she wants the trial date to be 1 week before the Georgia primary. Oh, that's got no politics written into it. Sure, that's how that works. And the sheriff is saying that he expects Trump to present himself to have a mugshot taken. Really? I don't think that's going to work. In fact, I really don't think this is going to stay in that court. I'll be honest with you, I don't. I think it's going to get removed, they call it. And I'll tell you more about that here in just a minute. And then coming up top of the hour, we have U.S. Senator Tommy Tuberville calling in. We'll talk to him about Space Command, about the military confirmations, and get his latest thoughts on Biden corruption if we have time to get all of it in. But yeah, that's a mess. I am in full agreement with Senator Tuberville. I think Coach is doing the right thing. He is holding people's feet to the fire. And by the way, he has not backed down. I think that's been the most impressive thing. He is facing an amazing amount of backlash. He is like enemy number one in terms of the liberals who are in the deep state and the Biden administration. And wow. And then just so you know, we just got confirmation literally during the last break. Just got confirmation that U.S. Senator Katie Britt will be on the show with us Tuesday of next week. So we'll have that coming up in the near future. All that and more, because this is Right Side Radio and we do stuff. All right. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.